Leaders.
Thailand. A desperate disillusion. Banning the opposition won't save an unpopular regime.
Thailand's law against insulting the monarchy is arguably the world's strictest. Each insult is punishable by 3 to 15 years in prison, and what counts as rude is broadly defined. People have been charged for such things as wearing a crop top similar to the king's, throwing dog food at the police, implying they're the king's attack dogs, and questioning whether an exclusive contract to manufacture COVID-19 vaccines should have been awarded to a royal-owned firm. Anyone can file a lèse majesté complaint against anyone else, and the police are obliged to investigate. The law is therefore often used to harass members of the opposition. It is crying out for reform. But when the most popular political party in Thailand suggested reforming the law, it was accused of wanting to overthrow the monarchy. Catch 22 for the opposition. The results were predictable. On August 7th, a Thai court ordered the dissolution of Move Forward, MFP, a liberal party that won more votes than any other at the most recent election in 2023. It also banned senior members of MFP from politics for 10 years. This is an extension of tactics long used by the army-backed establishment that rules Thailand. After the election in 2023, an appointed Senate prevented MFP, which has pesky ideas about curbing cronyism and military influence, from forming a government. That ruse may not be possible in future, owing to constitutional changes, so the regime seems to be doubling down on lawfare, a method of using the legal system to hobble the opposition. As Pithalim Jarunrat, MFP's charismatic former leader, argued in an online essay for The Economist on August 1st, the courts are now the weapon of choice to muzzle those who seek to challenge the status quo. This fits into a dismal global pattern. Most authoritarian regimes are not openly despotic. To seem legitimate, they adopt at least some of the outer forms of a rules-based democracy. Weaponizing the courts is a favourable tactic. A regime can claim it is merely upholding the law and that the opposition are common criminals. All it takes is a few tame judges. Thus, the most popular politician in Pakistan has been jailed for corruption. A Zimbabwean dissident has been jailed for breaking a law that was abolished a decade ago. And Venezuela's opposition leaders are accused of treason for saying they won an election last month, which they did. In Thailand, however, it is far from clear that the government's latest attempt to suppress the people will work. Authoritarian regimes often look impregnable until they are suddenly swept away, as the former prime minister who fled from Bangladesh in a plane this week discovered. Thailand is ripe for democratic renewal. It is an upper-middle-income country with a large, sophisticated middle class and an electorate that is clamouring for change. The government is unpopular, and a fiscally reckless plan to hand out cash later this year does not seem to have made a great deal of difference. Many Thai voters see through the regime's increasingly desperate attempts to hide behind the monarchy, and the monarchy itself is not as revered as the regime pretends. The previous king was beloved. His playboy successor, Maha Wachi Ralongkorn, much less so. There is only so much outsiders can do. Thailand's Southeast Asian neighbours are always loath to interfere in each other's politics. America will be muted in its criticism for fear of pushing Thailand into China's willing arms. So it is up to Thais to keep pressing for a government that truly represents them. The omens are not all bad. The opposition has plenty of plausible new leaders. It will regroup under another name, as it has before, and try again. Wish it luck.